Episode 1674, Show Me the Way I Should Go.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day, rise and shine. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's time for reflection. Where are you at? Where is your vertical relationship with God and you? Where is it headed? Show me the way I should go. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to go on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I trust my life. That's Psalm 143, verse 8. You know, many of our days start out with self-doubt, uncertainty, and worry. What is going to happen that I will be able to handle? As much as your steps determine the way you will go, you're not in it alone. You don't have to be the one to carry the torch of belief when all you feel is self-defeat. Your mess consumes your mind and restrains your heart. You feel deprived of what should be in your hands. You have a dream. You have a gift. You want to make a difference. You want to make an impact from where you stand. Yet every fiber of your being feels ensnared by the turmoil that haunts your waking hours. Life is full of surprises. Sometimes you don't even know what you want or what you are searching for. Show me the way I should go. Getting ready for school this weekend has been quite interesting for us. You think you have everything, but then it hits you. You're missing that one thing. Seriously? So back to the store. Like I haven't gone to already 5 stores previously. So I'm headed out for one, just one composition notebook. But that quick run back to the store stirs up within me so much more. I become distracted and search for everything I wasn't looking for. The planner, the idea notebook, extra fine pens. They have to be colorful, of course. My eyes drawn to the expo markers, some bright, others just the norm. This is the last thing I need, but I will need them in about a week or so maybe sooner. So why not take time to search now? It'll save me a trip. At least that's what I think in the moment. The temptation wins. There I am pursuing the shelves, double and triple focus on which would be the best for this exciting new project. Soon, my youngest son, G-Man, meets me wondering what took so long. What should have been just a 10-minute at most run-in ended up being like 40 minutes on a Saturday night. Life is exactly that. You follow a path set by your experiences with family, friends, and community influences. Then insert the dreams when growing up. And let's not forget the storms too. Somehow you decide that this is who you are. This is what you want. This is where you are to go. This is how you are going to get there. This is when it will all happen, and all the whys to keep you focused. It's the patterns of life. What if God wants to show you something different? What if He has a different why, what, where, when, and how? Show me the way I should go. The more you get lost, the more you learn the way. Lord, what do you want from me? When will this madness stop? What more do I have to go through? I'm done. All you desire is to be rescued from where you're bound. The pain is too great. The work is too hard. The sleep is very little. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Psalm 25, verse 4. God replies, cry to me, you are not alone. I am here to show you the way. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know, says the Lord. That comes from Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, he says, and I will answer you. But what do we usually cry out to? Who do we get angry at? Do we try to figure out everything on our own? What are you struggling with today? What do you need to bring to the Lord and cry to him for help? You must make room in your everyday to see what God wants you to see, not what you want to see. Nothing neatly wrapped in your dreams, but dreams divinely created for your heart. Your days do not need to cloud the joy you can have today in your heart. Show me the way I should go, for one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.